The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Thursday morning to all of you. It is 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. And March 3rd, 2023. And of course, I want to not mince words here. We're going to get right down to what's going on at the Power Mall real quick before we proceed with this morning's vital news segment. The OptiVita Sugar to Fiber, by the way, is available on auto ship for those of you who are ordering it. And we have two free ebooks if you have an email address that we have on file. If you don't, then we can't help you. It's called What is Glucose and How Can I Control It? And the Power of Enzymes for Good Health. So if you've got an email address when you order the sugar to fiber from OptiVita, and you get those two free ebooks. Now, if you put it on auto ship, you're going to get another 10% off. So we got 10% off the OptiVita products and another 10% off if you put them on auto ship. Such a deal. 10% off of Silver Botanicals as well. And 10% off of North American Urban Spice products, including, but not limited to, the Raw Pine Power Plus. That's an 8-fluid-ounce bottle of basically a cultured tonic out of North American and Canadian white and red pine needles, both high in shikimic acid. And, of course, this has been used as a natural medicine. It's high in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. People are using it to fight COVID, believe it or not. It's high in terpenes, and that would be stuff like alpha-pinene, D-limonene, beta-carotene, and germicrine, many more. So you can get 10% off on that as well. Everybody's ordering it. The Sugar to Fiber and Raw Pine Power Plus this week have been flying off the shelf like crazy. Everybody wants it. They all want to stay healthy, and, you know, instead of drinking pine needle tea, you can get a bottle of the 8-fluid-ounce Raw Pine Power Plus and take a tablespoon of that a day. That'll last you a while, and you should see some results. We like it. That's why we're carrying it here. Lex Green will be joining us in our next hour. But for this hour and next hour, we're going to be talking about systematically erasing America. Are you surprised? That's what they have in store. Yeah, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain, right? The UN watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, has confirmed it has discovered uranium particles enriched to 83.7% purity at an Iranian nuclear facility, the closest it's ever been to the 90% needed to produce an A-bomb. The particles, which were taken in January from Iran's underground Fordow plant, were inconsistent with the level of enrichment as declared by Iran and requested Iran to clarify the origins of the particles, according to the IAEA. So we're very close to seeing Iran having a nuclear weapon. They hate us. I think they referred to us as the infidels last time I checked. They would love to open up a can of jihad on the United States. Many of them have already snuck across our borders into this country. And they're probably part of sleeper cells. The Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, we just can't seem to shake the fact that the whole truth has not come out. And of course, for those of you who do not know what Nord Stream is, these are Russian pipelines that deliver natural gas from Russia to Europe, and they are underneath the Baltic Sea. Well, at least they were until September 26th of last year when they were blown up. And of course, months before the sabotage, as you're well aware, the lame-o with the mental acuity of an office furniture in the White House publicly declared that if Russia invades Ukraine, there will be no Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it. And of course, he was asked by reporters, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, trust me, we're going to bring an end to it. Undersecretary Victoria Nuland also delivered a near identical message saying if Russia invades Ukraine one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward. Then on February 8th of this year, investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, prize-winning journalist, published a shocking article based on whistleblower testimony claiming the sabotage was carried out by none other than U.S. Navy divers during Baltops 22, a NATO exercise that took place in the Baltic Sea in June of 2022. 3 months later, the planted explosives were remotely detonated. Now, how is that done? Well, apparently Norway dropped a sonar buoy and the frequency detonated all the C4 that was previously strapped to the pipelines. So Norway, according to the whistleblower that Seymour Hersh talked to, was in on the plan. And of course, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz okayed the operation, according to Hersh. The why to blow up the pipelines would massively impact Russia's economy, better than a sanction, eliminating Germany's and Western Europe's ability to buy low-cost gas from Russia would force them to buy U.S. gas. And of course, Biden feared Europe would be reluctant to supply Ukraine with money and weapons if they were relying on Russian gas. So I've got some videos that you can go and look at if you get the email blast in your inbox. If you don't, I feel sorry. I know there's a lot of people listening by phone. And you don't trust the internet. And the thing is if you go to the public library and you log in, you create an account there, you can always go check it. If you have a cell phone, you can also access this on your cell phone, too, and watch the videos there. And, of course, the U.S. is going to do everything in its power to, you know, because they came out of the gates and they blamed Russia for it. And, of course, this will not bode well once the full truth comes out. The Russians already know they didn't blow it up. And the mouth of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, got on camera and basically nixed the whole thing and said, yeah, we're going to bring an end to it. So, I mean, when you open your mouth and you tell people what you're going to do, and then all of a sudden it happens, where do you think people are going to point the finger? They're not going to believe a word you say. It's just like the jab. Oh, it's safe and effective. Then it come to find out it's killing people. And it was designed to kill people. And, of course, there's a lot of you out there that are like, oh, no, why would our government do a thing like that? Yeah. They think their government is the savior. They forgot all about God. And they put the government first in their life. And this is what you get. Yeah. It's not the I told you so speech. It's kind of like you got to take the cognitive dissonance off of your mindset here. And you have to think outside the box. What other excuse could there be for them creating a jab and then telling you it's a vaccine when they don't damn well it's gene therapy? And they're injecting this mRNA into people's systems, and people are dropping dead. Some of them, and then, of course, they blame it on comorbidity factors.
Oh, he had diabetes. Yeah, he had a heart attack, and he had previous strokes, and he had a history of chronic this and chronic that. And
all of a sudden, cancers are on the upswing. Well, I was in remission, and all of a sudden, now I'm at stage 4. Wow. You see, that's what's going on. It's speeding it up. And before you know it, you're dead. And of course, your family, everybody that's involved in this thing, the 220 plus million Americans that bought into this garbage, they're all in denial. Well, it wasn't the jab. No, it wasn't. We'll just bury him, cremate him, just forget about it. Just, you know, he's at peace now. Just forget about it. They're in denial. Let's go out and get the booster. Well, we'll celebrate and go out and get the booster. Wow. Yeah, the stupidity of Americans, and not everybody. No, we have very smart people that listen to this show. They're not stupid at all. They're thinking outside the box. They get what's going on. They know their government is up to no good, and Congress just goes about its business of playing tit for tat, shift show. It's a big three-ring circus in D.C. between the three branches of government. That's the three-ring circus. And all this is just a tit for tat. Let's hold hearings. And just like the movie, The Distinguished Gentleman, for those of you who haven't seen the Eddie Murphy movie, had Lane Smith in there. Lane Smith has also played Richard Nixon. I am not a crook. You know, that guy. And, you know, the fleas go with the dog, you know, and he exposes corruption. Eddie Murphy does, playing this congressman that got elected based on name. Name recognition. And he gets to the bottom of all of the garbage that's going on behind the scenes and finds out about the lobbying and finds out about all the payoffs and exposes it. So it's kind of an interesting movie for those of you who want to go watch it. It says a lot about D.C. It's a three-ring circus, just like the movie. The UN, meantime, consistently demonstrates an anti-Israel bias and is overly beholden to authoritarian regimes, including China and Russia, according to testimony that was given during a U.S. House subcommittee hearing. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said the international body continually seeks to place Israel at a disadvantage and favors actions that undermine Israeli security and sovereignty. So this is her opinion, folks. This is what she sees. This is the testimony. That's one person's viewpoint. The thing is that, you know, it seems like we've always backed Israel, yet there are people out there that think that every single person who lives there, Jewish or otherwise, are Zionists, and they're bad, and they're trying to overthrow the country. Not all of them are bad. There are certain factions to everything, everywhere. Every country has evil factions within it. Ours included. In a series of anti-war protests over the weekend saw Western European citizens en masse demanding their governments pursue diplomacy with Russia and halt arms shipments to Kyiv. As the current conflict in Ukraine turned 1 year old, major demonstrations which saw people united across political spectrum were seen in Germany, France, and Italy. 10,000 people gathered in Paris to protest against France's membership in both NATO as well as the EU. And see, the more that they get into this, the closer we get to nuclear war. Now, is nuclear war going to happen, or are they going to maybe a tactical nuclear strike? See, and this is the thing. It was brought up on our show by some of our callers yesterday when we had Nan Su on, that they don't see nuclear attack per se. Now, we're talking about the attack commonly known as mutual assured destruction, or MAD. Now, mutual assured destruction is tit for tat, where they launch one, we launch one, they launch 20, we launch 30, and the whole world gets annihilated in a ball of fire. Now, whether or not these people, you know, they go run and hide. Of course, they're going to hide in their bunkers while all this is going on, and they think that they have enough supplies and oxygen and clean water and everything else to live past the half-life of all these radioactive elements once they start permeating the atmosphere, and they will. They think that they're going to run and hide in their little bunkers and that are devoid of, you know, I mean, they're totally protected, devoid of harm. They think they're all going to be safe there. I think the Bible predicted about, you know, people running and hiding in the mountains. And look what we got going on here. So understand that, you know, people are seeing the bigger picture, as our warmongers in Europe and the United States continue to fund and do things to piss off Putin, who then turns to Xi Jinping and, hey, buddy, let's have a partnership here. Sounds like a winner. We'll supply you with weapons. And hey, by the way, we both have hypersonic missiles. Did you know? So the amazing thing here is that if you wanted to seize America's wealth, you got to disable it to the point where it implodes on itself. You know where I'm going with this. There is only one way. Think outside the box here. There's only one way that a superpower, and right now Russia, China, United States are the three. Now, if Iran gets the nuclear weapon, if they manage to enrich uranium enough to build an A-bomb, then they would become a distant fourth, but they could put that on a freighter, put it out in the ocean close to the U.S. in international waters and launch a nuclear weapon over the United States, which would travel a couple of thousand miles, launch it over Kansas and detonate it 270 miles up out of the atmosphere before we even knew what in the Hades was going on. And it would basically take out our entire electrical grid, all three of them, east, west, and Texas. Now, see, that's one way you can preserve virtually all of America's wealth. Now, the electrical grid, yeah, it's going to go down. But who makes most of the transformers that are in our power stations? China. So don't think that they're not thinking about that and saying, hey, how many, you know, they're flying balloons and they got all these spy operations. I mean, they know how many transformers we have here. They know. And maybe they have a whole slew of these transformers just sitting there idle, newly manufactured, that after America implodes on itself and 9 out of 10 people are dead within a year, they come waltzing in with their 20 million man army and take us over. We have another Red Dawn right here. But it's not going to be the powder blue UN helmets. They're all going to be long gone. They'll be some of the 9 out of 10 people that die within a year because they're stupid. They're unprepared. I'm talking about the UN. These people, you know, they have an agenda, but they don't have a back door. They don't have a contingency. So they're all going to be history when this happens. And the UN, you know, obviously it, because of the fact that it, you know, advocates this kind of stuff, this garbage and this division, and points fingers at Israel and does all the things that it's doing. And then, of course, it wants to have its World Health Organization be the go-to guy for all things pandemic, which we don't support. Researchers searched Wednesday, that would be yesterday, through the burned-out wreckage of two trains that slammed into each other in northern Greece, killing at least 36 people and crumpling several carriages into twisted steel knots. As a result of that, the Greek transport minister Kostas Karamanlis resigned, saying he felt it was his duty to step down as a basic indication of respect for the memory of the people who died so unfairly. I kind of take issue with it because, see, if you resign, it doesn't mean you're saying I'm accountable for what happened. That's like Mayor Pete. You know, he's going to sit there and just ignore it. He'll walk in and blame Trump. But the Washington Post liberal rag did research trying to back up what Pete said and couldn't find anything. So there's nothing in the Trump administration as far as regulations or rule changes or anything that caused any of what happened in East Palestine, Ohio. So I just wonder, you know, this guy just obviously didn't want to be held accountable or have a political finger pointed back at him. So he quit. A Calgary pastor up in Canada was charged at home after protesting drag queen story hour. Derek Reimer was charged with mischief and disturbing the peace after being physically thrown out of a drag queen story time event at a public library over the weekend. See, you try to do the right thing, but you see, here's the thing. The drag queen story time event at a public library. Think about that. Now, if you're a mommy out there who's a libtard and you are taking your child to one of these drag queen story time events because you think it's cute and your child, you know, should explore gender identity. You, Miss Parent, are twisted and you're going against every tenet the Bible has laid down. And you will be judged accordingly. Moving on to U.S. news, Jim Jordan, the House Intel Committee, calling intelligence officials who discredited Hunter Biden's story to appear for transcribed interviews. Here goes the shift show. Yep, it's a sideshow. It's part of the three-ring circus. He's going to get all these intelligence officials to come out and tell us what you know. Tell us what you know. Say it ain't so. Yep. What's that saying that Yogi Berra came up with? It ain't over till it's over. Yeah, well, they're, you know, you're about to be gaslighted again, Jim. Hate to say it, but they're going to come before you and they're going to tell you that, you know, at the time we all believed that it was Russian disinformation. They're going to gaslight Congress. These intelligence officials are not. No. This is all a sideshow, folks, just to make you feel happy. Oh, look at, they're actually doing something. So he can go back to his district and pat himself on the back in front of everyone and say, I need to be reelected again. And here's what I did. Proof's in the pudding. Vote me back in. Huh. Okay. We'll see if anything comes of it. See, that's what we want to see is results, because Americans, see, that's why the Missouri, or Missouri, if you live there, is called the show me state. Show me. Proof in the pudding. Show me that what you're doing worked. Show me that this actually worked. All these hearings. Show me something came of it. Show me that there was an end result, because right now we're not seeing it. Because every right-thinking human being in America right now knows that Big Daddy and his little son Hunter are in it up to their necks. They know they are. Everybody, there's no doubt in their minds. We're past the point of allegations, folks. There's so much evidence out there that China owns the Biden crime syndicate. It's the way it is. And of course, Merrick Garland, he's saying that, well, yes, I think I'll have to be obligated to prosecute Hunter. Like, oh, you'll be obligated to prosecute Hunter? Really? Yeah. Yeah, you gaslighted America, Merrick. Nobody likes you either. We don't trust you. Now, see, we don't trust you because you don't care about Americans. A scientist has slammed the EPA for not testing cancer-causing chemicals in East Palestine before they dumped it in a ditch and set it on fire. They said it was reckless, stupid. And he has no doubt in his mind. The scientist does, Stephen Lester, science director at Health Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, telling the media that in his mind, dioxins were released during the controlled burn of vinyl chloride in East Palestine last month. Crazy as it may seem. Bob in Missouri, good morning, sir.
Well, listen, you just got me off subject there. I'll get back to what you're just talking about right there. Just going back to the Super Bowl. What a racist organization that is, the people who run it. They said it was an all-black, they were pouting the whole time during that. It was an all-black quarterback situation, right? Remember that?
What you talking about, Willis?
Remember that?
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Kaepernick. Yeah. Well, If you didn't watch football, you've just been seeing that all the time. That's what they were telling the whole thing before the Super Bowl.
Hey, Bob.
Okay? It was all black.
Bob, can I enlighten you, Bob? The Chiefs are my team, okay? So, you know, $510 million contract that Mahomes has, and black people are out there claiming that they're disparaged? See, this is what you get when you go to college and you achieve greatness in something productive. I mean, I know that sports is one of these big weapons of mass distraction, but you see, somebody is making a great living and they're black. This goes to show you.
Wait. Dave, I'm from Missouri. I was for Kansas City, man. Okay.
Okay. All
anyway,
right. We're on the same page.
Number one, the number one lie is Mahomes' mother is white.
Oh, dear friends of mine lived right near them. in Tyler and in actually it's White House, Texas, actually. And they know her. They know her very well. And whether she's white or dark or whatever the case, she's got to be proud of Patrick. Patrick is phenomenal.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it was a big lie, you know, saying that all black. He's not bald. He's a mixed breed. He's half white and half black, okay?
Yeah, they call him mulattoes. They call him everything. Yeah, I know. Everybody's got a label.
The feminists out there should be screaming about that. Don't women matter anymore? Is it only men? You know, what his nationality is, what his race is? So that's number one, the big force about that whole show. But now you're talking about the you got me upset here. You're talking about the environment. I was on your show. I don't know who you had on there, but I was talking about Fukushima and why nothing was ever done about it. And the last parting things, what that man was, I can't remember what his name was. He said that Obama was one that blocked any. He was saying there was two companies, whether it's from the Netherlands or wherever it was, we're going to go and clean it up right off the bat. But the person who stopped it was Obama. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Vaguely? Well, that's the truth. He said, just very pointedly, he said, Obama's the one that stopped that, okay?
Yeah.
So number one, I would like to find how he was able to, Mr. Environmental, Mr. Representative of the poor and the afflicted in the environment, because remember, the white man is this one that screwed the environment. Why isn't an EPA and everything else screaming about that Obama stopped that, that's poisoning our oceans right now?
That's
the
a
guy
good question.
He very pointedly said Obama. He said Obama was the one that stopped it. I had no idea about that. So he's the one that said okay?
So you researched it, right?
No, I didn't. I'm just telling you what he said the last time that I was on your show.
Right, okay, and that's what got under. That's what got under your craw.
Well, wouldn't it get under your craw? Your oceans are being poisoned right now by radiation.
Yeah, it would, Bob. It'd get under my crop.
But the EPA, what a joke that is. These guys complaining about dioxin. What about our land in this country had been totally poisoned by Monsanto?
Yep.
Totally poisoned.
That I know. And you know, where are they? St. Louis?
Say what? Monsanto, I used to live next to the headquarters, you know, within 2 miles of the headquarters.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Monsanto, their headquarters, okay? And they're poisoned with all their genetically modified GMO products, taking over our land and stuff.
That's right.
So why are they screaming about that, and why aren't they screaming about that right now? There's so much stuff being done. That's the fluoride number. EPA is just a joke. It's another three-letter word for Hollywood Marxist, Leninist, Communist, Communism, whatever. And the other thing is, you know, there's so much BS going on. You know, we need someone who's got a hot knife that's going to cut through the butter of bullshit that's going through this country right now.
I know, we do. And we appreciate your call, Bob. Thanks for chiming
in. That's what's going to happen.
We're at the break now. Thanks for your call. We appreciate that. Americans know what it is. They know BS when they see it. Thanks for saying that for me, Bob. I've been wanting to say that ever since I took over the show here. We'll be back after the break with more news and your phone calls after this. Stay with us.
Caramel has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, March 3rd, 2023. Dave Krieger back with you. Appreciate your call, Bob, by the way. And like I said, you said what I've been wanting to say ever since I took the reins of the show over. They're calling the country what it is and how our government operates in it. Yeah. Yeah. You can't. We have a real big problem about trust now, thanks to the pandemic. And it's no secret, by the way, that the U.S. military is struggling to find people who are fit for service these days. Maintaining health and wellness is among its existing members has also become a challenge. The Department of Defense report issued last month in a congressional hearing basically revealed 77% of Americans between the ages of 17 and 24 are unqualified physically to enter the armed forces. And why is that? 6% increase from 2017. Why is that? Twinkies, ding-dongs, and ho-hos. Because they're fat. They eat too much junk food, and they're not qualified to serve. Because they're obese. We have a problem with that. Because as of 2020, the prevalence of obesity in the adult population hit 42%. Here's the big problem. So what are they trying to do to our military now? Then they mandate the jab. 40,000 of them quit. And then they want them to sign up again, reenlist. Oh, screw you people. We can't trust this government, man. They're trying to get us into World War III. They blow up the Nord Stream pipe. I know they did. I mean, there's no alleging anything. I mean, they come and they tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And that's exactly what happened. And then they turn around and blame Russia. You see how many people bought into that? Even our mainstream media, of course, they were told to say that. That's the way it is. And, of course, the China's communist regime is engaged in a concerted effort to undermine and replace the United States as the world's most powerful nation by weaponizing Americans against each other. See, that's all part of the bigger picture. Nancy was talking about that yesterday on the show. They're going to exploit political divisions in the U.S. that are endemic to democratic societies. And we don't have a democratic society, but Congress keeps, you know, like the jab, they call it the vaccine. They say if they say vaccine enough, people will come to say vaccine as part of their vocabulary. Well, Congress called it a vaccine, so it must be. Well, the media is calling it a vaccine, so it must be. I read it in the paper. I heard it on the radio when I was in the tub. What is this thing they call the Culture Club? Remember that? Where's the dress? Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley. Remember that? Dave in New York, how you doing, sir?
Very interesting. Yesterday, one of my granddaughters went on a field trip to the state capitol. And of all days for this to be going on, and anybody can probably look it up online, because there were women out there marching with big red signs saying, looking for sex workers.
Oh, and, no.
I'm serious. You know, all days,
I don't doubt it at all. Hey, do you remember what happened in 2008 when everybody was getting all these bonuses and perks from crashing the market, and they were out booze, blow, and hookers? I mean, they were everywhere, and now all of a sudden you're saying they're not there? They're looking for sex workers?
Well, yeah, but it's, I mean, obviously what that does, you know, and then, you know, they live, I don't know, probably 15 miles from here or whatever, but they missed, her and her, you know, sister missed the bus this morning. I said, yeah, they were probably up all night looking up what sex workers are. But can you imagine looking for employment? Because they're saying to not, you know, they're trying to decriminalize it for the safety of the hookers or whatever.
Well, they did in L.A.
Yeah, to decriminalize it so that it's still not right, but there's no fine or jail time. Well, isn't that sort of like legalizing it?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It's crazy, our moral decline.
Yeah, and talking about the radiation, and Dr. I told Joyce this the first time she had heard of it, and then, you know, it was kind of neat because she had to look it up, and people, you know, right away went to their Russian whatever and found out, you know, what wormwood was. And that's what, a starting wormwood fell into the waters and made sort of the waters too bitter to drink and whatnot. And Chernobyl, you know, that is wormwood. That is what the name of Chernobyl means, wormwood. So that was kind of like, you know, that kind of, God is still in control, okay? And he will use evil for good. Take an example, Trump, if you will. He's not a saint, and he's never mentioned Jesus Christ as far as I've ever heard. But he switched the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv, which is one of the biggest gay hotspot there is in the world. You know, they want to go there. They don't want to go to some Bahamas or anything like that. They want to go to Israel right there. But he turned it back to Jerusalem, okay? And that's where things are going to be happening in Jerusalem, just as the Bible predicted. So you got to know who's in control, because everything he says comes true, you know, and he's telling you ahead of time. The thing is, people are going to, when it's too late, and it's quite obvious, it's too late, you know. We're supposed to pray for our enemies. You know, as wicked as, the gentleman is that, you know, you always hear speaking in a thick German accent and,
Klaus Schwab,
you know,
the Schwab kebab. Yeah.
Not the other guy.
The other guy? Oh, George Soros. Yeah. He's not German. He's Hungarian.
Yeah. Okay. But he doesn't appreciate Christians, and he wants them gone.
That's right.
We were supposed to pray for him. You know why? Because everybody has the chance while there's still a breath in them. And of course, it takes sincerity. But he wants to kill Christians. Well, remember what Saul of Tarsus did? He was hit hitman to kill Christians.
That's right.
And he became the apostle. And he became the apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul. That's right.
So
he did.
You have to give him the same. You have to give this guy the same thing. You don't have to want to hang around with him, but you got to forgive him. If
well,
you can't forgive somebody else, you can't be forgiven.
I know it. Dave, you know, we all have to take that trip down the road to Damascus at some point in time. Saul had his awakening, and he converted. We all have the opportunity. God gave us free will to do those things that are what is just and what is right and all what is honest, all those things he talks about in the Bible. It's up to us to decide whether or not we want to accept it. And if we're not going to accept it, then... You know, he basically spelled it right out there in the book of Revelation, who's going to be condemned to damnation and who is not. So, you know, who enters the gates of heaven. And, of course, you know, there are people out there that their belief system doesn't exist. They don't know what to believe. And, you know, we all certainly can't believe what our government is doing. It's one nation under God. It's like that's about all we got left because our nation has fallen apart. So, you know, thank God for God, right?
This morning they're talking about this hidden village or whatever in the Azure Mountains, and it's top secret and nobody knows, you know. Well, remember the Israelis or whatever went to Petra, okay, and they, you know, to make it through, and, you know, of course some did. I just have to assume between that and they're talking about the Easter Island and the water so low, they found another one of those goofy looking statues there on Easter Island, and now they found another thing in the tomb of the pyramids, the Great Pyramids. You know, all these little distractions here, you know.
They're all being revealed.
People hiding them. Again, of people hiding themselves, you know.
Yep.
You're not going to hide yourself from the face of God. And, you know, okay, well, I appreciate it, and
not a problem, sir. God bless you.
I'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah, for sure. Well, stay out of downtown New York, you know, and those sex workers, you know, we got to stay pure. Thanks so much for that. We have a dead Chicago police officer now, by the way, after a shootout yesterday on Chicago's Southwest Side. Sad but true. Say a little prayer for his family. The United States Attorney General Merrick Garland admitted the DOJ has prosecuted more pro-life activists than pro-abortion extremists following the Dobbs decision, but blamed the timing of the alleged crimes for the discrepancy. Oh, what excuses this man makes. You can't put pathological liars and, you know, deceivers, you can't put them in front of Congress because the shift show continues. Patrice in Ohio, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm having my Texan coffee this morning.
Well, good for you. I can't drink coffee anymore. I have to drink cacao.
Okay.
That's my substitute. So when I called in the other day and talked to the senator, you know what? I should have. They are such BS. You know what? We should have stayed on top of. What are you doing about geoengineering and everything that Dane Whittington has provided to Congress? And this goes nowhere. And
correct.
Crazy weather.
You know what, Patrice? Patrice, I'm convinced they don't want it to go anywhere. I'm convinced they want to take out and kill.
I know they don't, but
they want to kill as many people as they can.
We would have had him on the hot seat.
I understand.
We would have had him on the hot seat. Well, the other thing is that now they're thinking that derailment here in Ohio was meant to be chemicals that go to Ukraine that they would use on the Russians.
Huh. You know, like I said, we're just inching closer and closer to World War III, and if this stuff keeps up, you know, Putin, all he has to do is one little tactical nuclear strike on Kiev, and it's all over. And they will capitulate. He will take out that evil dictator ruler over there. What's his name? Volodymyr Zelensky, that we keep giving all these billions of dollars to. I mean, if people really research that, they're going to find out that Zelensky is no angel. I'm telling you, he's over there taking out. He's arresting Christians.
But the plan is that But the plan is, according to Henry Kissinger and others, and it's documented all the way back in 2012, that Ukraine is supposed to be now the new big Israel.
Oh. Huh. Kissinger would know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. He's like Klaus Schwab. He wants to be master of the world.
Well, no. Now it would make sense. They're going to say, okay, that's part of the deal. That Jerusalem, like, moves to Ukraine, and that's all going to be big Israel now. And then Israel, Jerusalem, will be an open territory that's all nations, because that's what it was supposed to be from the get-go.
Ah. Okay. Well, food for thought. I appreciate it, Patrice. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
By the way, did you know Mississippi has banned genital mutilation surgeries and chemical castration drugs for kids who say they're transgender? Governor Tate Reeves signed House Bill 1125 into law on Tuesday, banning what left-wing activists call gender-affirming care. That bill passed the House by a margin of 78-30 and in the Senate by 33-15. Obviously, party line. Now, so if you're a Democrat and your kid goes to school and the teachers start programming them to believe that they need gender-affirming care, you'll have to go to another state if you live in Mississippi, because you can't get anything done there if you're a minor. So you can go scream transgender all you want, and I've got problems, and, you know, everybody's got problems, but to basically change what God had wrought because some human being told you that if you're not satisfied being in your own body, that it's so easy to just change yourself, change your looks. See, that's all part of vanity. Yeah. Remember Devil's Advocate? What is that? Al Pacino played the devil. Keanu Reeves. Yeah. All vanity. That's what it's all about. Vanity. Yeah. So not in Mississippi, you don't. Mississippi? Gomer, is that you? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Brady in Vegas, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Dave. Hey, you brought up something with Zelensky and the Ukraine. Most people don't know. What was the former name of Ukraine?
Go ahead. Hit us with a history lesson.
Kasaria.
Yeah.
Kasaria. Okay. Who, since 1145 AD, has been trying to rule this world and take over anybody that is associated with Jesus? That's the Kasarians. Who is in Israel right now? Your previous guest just said they're coming to Ukraine from Israel. Who are them people? Kasarian mafia. Who is doing all the wars that we are under today? The Kasarian mafia, disguised as the bankers of today, the Rothschild.
Well, Brady, they got help. Brady, they got help. Yes. The Trilateral Commission, the Committee of 300, all of them are in on it. Bilderberg, they're all in on it.
Correct. And one thing, you're talking about what we should do with our enemies, and you had BS Bob on before, and I can't.
I love it.
I can't. I don't have a whole lot of forgiveness left in my body, Dave. I'm a little bit used up over the last 3 years. I don't have nothing left to give. I'm very sorry. I try to be as Christian-like as I can. But these people that have gone on the other side, we're not dealing with, are they nice people or not? We're dealing with people that are evil.
Yep,
and satanic, and they've been messed up. Their DNA has been changed. They've been given the death jab. And what most people don't know, what's inside that death jab, along with the AIDS inserts, is the thing that takes care of your DNA, which is your God gene. It deletes it, and it replaces it with the Satan or the snake DNA.
Luciferase.
And again, I watched another show yesterday on Dr. Brian Artis, and he said what scared the living crap out of me, 100 million doses of mRNA snake protein not spike protein, have been injected in animals, wildlife, deer, elk, bears. And you're wondering why all the wildlife out there is gone is because they're killing us, because they're injecting our animals and our food supply with mRNA, also known as snake protein.
Yep. Well, that's part of it. That's one of the ingredients is from the Chinese crate and the King Cobra. Yes, Dr. Artis has been on the show before. Well, I'll be seeing him on the 25th of this month, by the way, in San Antonio at the Halt Hospital Homicides Rally. Anyway, we appreciate your call. Everybody just wants to jump into the action, right, Bill, in Illinois? What do you think? Life puts out, but the next guy that's in is just as bad, right? Well, you can't get rid of this idiocy in Chicago.
Well, it's one or the other. You know what I mean? This Johnson guy is a diehard
socialist.
And Vallis, he's probably the better of the
I would say. Well, thanks for your endorsement.
But not really, but what we got to do here. But anyway, what I was going to say is that one caller touched upon the Khazarian thing. You know, you cannot convert to Judaism. I mean, in the Bible, it talks about when Hebrews, you have to, the mother has to be of that, you know, either Jewish or Hebrew that way, or you just don't convert to it. You can't do that. I don't know how that, you know, can be changed without God changing it, but, you know, there is another alternative, but that's, you know, so I don't want to really get into that right now, but caller talked about the Khazarian thing, Benjamin Friedman, if anybody have ever listened to his lectures, he was part of the central banking group from the beginning in 1913 or 14, and finally in 1947, he had enough. He became a Christian, and he owned the Woodbury Soap Company, and he spent, I think, like $3 million during the 50s and early 60s lecturing on what was going on. And he's the one that brought out the fact about this Khazarian thing, where he said they never had, they were nothing but phallic worshipers. Never, their ancestors never had a toe in the Holy Land and all this other stuff, too. So I don't know if that is still in the on the computer, but I remember seeing that a few times in 2016 and 17. But Benjamin Friedman, if somebody can, one of his lectures was audioed and put on the internet for quite a while there. But, you know, another thing, too, I wanted to bring up about Putin. Now, this was on the Rents program. I think the lady was on your program a couple days ago with a comment, but she apparently has had a lot of political influence through the years, and she stated that, if anybody remembers Alexander Solzhenitsyn,
Gulag Archipelago.
He was in gulags for like 30 years or something, and finally got released, I guess, when the Soviet regime failed. And but anyway, he met with Putin, and he actually stated that Putin had not his roles with the in the Soviet jobs that he did never really harmed anybody or anything like that. From what I can remember about the show, and it was on about a month and a half ago. This lady, anyway, she comes on every once in a while with rants. Anyway, she said that Solzhenitsyn wrote a book about the history of communism, and it never would want to be published here in the United States, for some reason. But he met with Putin and actually endorsed Putin. And then here's a guy that was in the gulags for 30 years. And
you know what?
From what Bill, she said is that in order to, like,
you're
the equivalent
you're
to
my
high
next
school here,
guest.
Every high school is has to read his book before they can graduate.
Yeah, so I tell you, Bill, you're hitting on my next hour's guest topic information here. I really invite you to call back in because there's a couple of things I got to get to before we get to the break. But Lex Green will be on in the next hour, and literally, we're going to be talking about the taking apart of America. And this is you're chiming right in on this, buddy. I appreciate your calling back in because I want you to have this conversation with Lex. Eli Lilly, by the way, has mentioned it's cutting insulin prices up to 70% amid federal pressure to lower costs. Well, why support Big Pharma when we got sugar to fiber at the Power Mall? We talked about that already. It reduces dietary sugar without surgery, side effects, drugs, or injections. So, and of course, increased vitamin D intake may help prevent dementia, according to new studies. And that's why we've got OptiVita Vitamin D. It's plant-based vitamin D with magnesium for better digestion at the Power Mall. And also, if you want a calmer, more restful nighttime routine, try magnesium. That's right. We got a study on that. Global Healing Center, calcium and magnesium at the Power Mall, Transderma Minerals magnesium oil, or taking a bath before bed with Precious Prills with magnesium oxide. Yeah, that'll keep those cramps away. 60% of U.S. adults are living paycheck to paycheck, according to the latest reports, and we'll ask Lex Green about that and the systematic taking down of this country after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.